Hello, everyone, and welcome to the live feed update for July 4th. Happy Independence Day.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Go forth on July.
We are a little bit late here. We waited until News AF finished. We didn't want to conflict with any other shows and managed to get Alex up from bed.
Yes!
Always
good.
We are here to update you on everything that happened on the feeds yesterday. And I think to start with, if you didn't watch our LFC Roundtable show, the top story is that Christmas almost broke her foot. She tore a ligament in her foot and still could theoretically be removed from the game. She has to get a checkup on Wednesday to get an X-ray, an MRI or something to see if there's a fracture. So that's scary, Alex.
Yeah, no, I mean, that, you know, stuff with the feet, the ankles, like it's very tricky. Like she's not out of the woods here yet. Just because she's back doesn't necessarily mean like it might not come a point down the road where if she can't compete, she might have to be pulled anyway. So it's not set in stone yet, even though she's back.
Yes, so she is back, but that doesn't even necessarily mean that she's going to stay because this vote just keeps on shifting. There was a lot of, you know, even after our roundtable last night, there was a lot of talk, a lot of realignment, a lot of like this fluidity that I was talking about. We talked about how Mark has been really on the fence here. He feels conflicted. He's been mad at Christmas. So he wants to vote her out. He wants to stick with Cody and Jessica, but then he's got Elena, his showmance, and Dominique, the person who really is like in control of him, on the other side of things. So Dominique really stepped up a gear here. I'm so impressed with Dominique. I really, really am optimistic about her potential in this game. She had a very interesting talk with Mark last night. Alex, do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, so I mean, we've known that Dominique and Mark have like a solid relationship, kind of on a level beyond the rest of the alliance. We see them. One of the first things we saw actually when feeds came on was them playing chess together. I mean, it seems like they have kind of a good relationship. They like to play chess together, and when they're up there together, they're talking game. I mean, they really seem to have a good, strong two-person relationship, which, you know, can carry you far in the game if that's something you're really adhering to. But Mark listens to Dominique, and Dominique, I mean, it really was this moment where she said, like, why do you need to take out Christmas? Is Christmas going to come after you? And he was like, well, but, oh, you're right. It was a good moment, but it was one of these things where, like, yes, Dominique has a point. Like, she's probably not coming after Mark, although she probably is coming after people close to Mark. So, I mean, that is something to keep in the back of your mind, but Dominique's right.
Yeah, and Kirsten correctly points out they're quote-unquote playing chess. They never actually move pieces.
Move a piece! Yeah.
Like, come on. Not only are they not moving pieces, but it's so hard to hear them speak because they're speaking so quietly. And Mark is, like, banging a chess piece on the table, and Matt's downstairs banging pots. Like, just play chess regularly. You don't have to make noise. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, like, just not... Like, it's so obvious that you're not actually playing. Like, you know, Danielle and Jason, at least they played cards, right? Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. But I like that they're getting together at the chess table and concocting game, at least. Like, that's always a good trope for Big Brother.
Yes, this was an interesting thing because, you know, Mark's whole problem with Christmas, it came up when he initially talked to Dominique at the chess table. And now a few days later, she's essentially correcting that thing. She, as you mentioned, Alex, she correctly points out to Mark, like, listen, let's stay away from the emotional stuff. You know, you were hurt because you confided in her and then you felt like she was asking those pointed questions, that she was betraying your trust. But take away the emotion. What does it do for your game to evict Christmas? And he's just like, you're totally right.
Which is funny because he's been the one like trying to tell everyone else to take emotion out of it and just think about it from a rational, logical point of view. And yeah, I mean, I think there was, you know, he had recognition that like, oh, there's some emotion involved here for me too. But I mean, I don't want to totally dismiss the notion that people who are in the showmances who maybe think like keeping Christmas is good for their game, like a lot of them aren't even having the conversation. I think it's a conversation you at least want to have. Like, if she's going to come after Cody and Jessica, what does that mean for me?
Yeah, and so we had this whole thing. As we mentioned, Mark was one of the swing votes here, but Dominique starts to set him straight. She sends him off to talk to Christmas, and he has a very, He has a heart-to-heart with Christmas. This is a very long heart-to-heart with Christmas, where there's lots of crying.
Lays his head in her lap, and it's like, yeah. Oh, man. I think she has his vote at this point. She's, like, stroking his hair.
Yes, essentially, he apologizes to Christmas. I'm sorry that I treated you that way. I'm sorry that I hesitated. I'm sorry that I didn't come down when you came back into the house. It's all my fault. I'm really, it's very, very apologetic, to the point where she's like, stop apologizing. I forgive you. And they seem to have repaired their relationship. We were told many, many times that Mark is a very emotional person last night. He really is, because after he has that conversation with Christmas, he goes back upstairs and talks to Cody and Jessica to try and like slowly break it to them. And then they have him, you know, all like, no, you need to stick with us. And he's like, oh, yeah, maybe I do. He gets all confused again, needs to talk to Dominique again to finally seem to like, OK, now we're solidified. Mark is on board with keeping Christmas. And based on what we talked about in the roundtable, that should be enough. But it looks like it might actually not be enough, Alex, because we got some more information about some of these outsiders and how they might be voting. So can you tell us about that?
Well, yeah, it definitely seems like, I mean, there's some people up in the air. You know, I think we talked about Josh on Monday. Josh seems like hard to really pin this kid down. And then, yeah, I mean, it sounds like Kevin is a little more of up in the air than he was before. I mean, certainly we thought Kevin and Paul seemed pretty solid. And Paul is clearly, you know, very pro Christmas. But yeah, I mean, Kevin is, you know, getting pulled away a little bit, it seems like, potentially.
Yeah, it's very difficult to tell these outsiders. They keep telling both sides two different things, and there's it's like it's hard to tell who they actually trust. Kevin is promising Alex, I am going to vote out Christmas. He's also promised Paul, I am going to vote out Jillian. And he's telling Alex, I'm telling them I'm going to vote out Christmas or whatever. I don't know who to believe. I don't know where Kevin stands. I need to see a diary room. I don't know. Because then we also got Josh telling Paul, yeah, I'm good to keep Christmas. We're good. Secret plan. We're all good. He's also telling Jillian, like, they're all telling each other different things. But Kevin and Josh are now the two swing votes. We don't know where they stand right now. And I don't think we will know necessarily until maybe right before the vote. I don't even know. Who knows? Because if they both swing against Christmas, then we will see Cody break the tie in favor of evicting Christmas, and his entire alliance will have voted against him, save Jessica, and the entire Outsiders alliance will have stuck by him. I mean, this is insanity. Because not only is this happening, but his alliance with Jessica and Mark and Matt and Raven and all of them is very much falling apart. Jessica is starting to push really, really hard on this whole Christmas issue. She had a talk with first of all, she's very angry with Elena for not agreeing to vote out Christmas. She's like, initially, she was like, oh, yeah, of course, you guys can vote however you want. Now it's starting to sink in. She's feeling like Christmas is coming after me. You have to choose me or Christmas. And she feels like Elena is choosing Christmas. She had a talk with Raven where she said, Christmas told me she's coming after me and you need to vote her out if you're going to, you know, otherwise you're choosing her over me. Raven then immediately fact checks with Christmas and says, did you tell her that? Christmas says, absolutely not. And I mean, this essentially just like Raven is pissed now. Raven and Matt are completely done with Jessica and Paul and Cody. They are very upset about it. They're like, screw these guys. What? Like now they're coming after us. They put us in this position, and now they're saying we have to choose. They're making up lies. Raven really feels like Jessica's now lying. Like, this, now we're doing this kind of aggressive gameplay. Like, this is just ridiculous. The divide between these two is increasing exponentially, and I'm not sure that that Cody and Raven, I'm not sure that Cody and Jessica are going to be able to maintain their relationship with any of their previous alliance mates. They're going to have to really just throw in with Alex and Jason, who still don't even trust them that much. They're really just ostracized at this point. So, man, that is not looking good for them. We also had Mark and Elena in a fight. They were fighting all day because of Mark's indecisiveness, essentially. Mark they were talking about breaking up. Like, Elena was like, I don't know if this is going to work. And so Dominique again kind of had to step in and sort of do some repair work for that relationship. They did eventually have a talk at night where they seemed like, all right, we're kind of on the same page. We're on the same book now. Now that, especially now that Mark is on board with keeping Christmas, it seems like he's willing to be on that side. The problem is that he doesn't feel super close with Matt and Raven. Not nearly as close as he does with Cody and Jessica, but again, everyone's peeling away from Cody and Jessica. So he's starting to feel like he can be on that side. But man, this is how the cookie is crumbling, and it's all coming down to Kevin and Josh. So that's kind of crazy, right, Alex?
It is. Yeah. I'm back.
Yes. Alex is gone. I was filibustering.
Yeah. You did a great job, man. Yeah. Be Live sometimes seems like we're still between my computer, my technology, and the Be Live. We're still button heads a little bit, but we'll get there. We'll figure this out.
All right. So we can take a couple questions before we wrap this up. But that's really where it stands. It's again, the vote is there's six firm votes now for Christmas. She just needs one more, and that one has got to come from either Kevin or Josh or both. But we really don't know where that's going to be. So all eyes on Josh and Kevin right now.
Yeah, yeah. Do more, Jillian. Get in there. Get your point in there, whatever it may be.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Jillian is just like, so who's voting where? Who are my votes? Cody and Jessica feel like they have the house locked up. They feel like we're good. They're not good.
Jessica, I understand Cody thinking this, right? Because Cody was like somehow under the impression that as HOH, he could nominate whoever he wants and his alliance was just going to, you know, vote them out. But Jessica knew better. Like, how's she been swayed back to this idea that, like, well, everyone's going to go with us? Or I guess she's just had to make the decision, right? Like, they're dead to me if they don't. Like,
yeah, so we're getting a question from Joseph Santos. Who gets nominated next week if the Outsiders win or if the people in that mega alliance win? This is an interesting question because, again, these sides are not super solidified right now, and it could go either way, especially depending on who gets evicted. But right now, I see these Outsiders as going after somebody, you know, like, I mean, I don't even know. Who do Alex and Jason go after at this point?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because, I mean, the, you know, obvious logic is like Cody, but Cody's like, you know, ruined his own game to try to protect them. And they kind of, to a degree, should, and I think do recognize that. So it becomes interesting. I think, you know, at that point, that's why this is so bad for the people who were close to Cody. I mean, I think that just, you know, makes it so, like, if I'm an Alex, maybe now you target, like, Matt and Raven or something. You know what I mean? Like, people that were off the radar before now potentially are not. And, yeah, I mean, that's why what Cody was doing wasn't cool. Even when you were aligned with him, he's like, well, I can be the bridge. I could be, like, the only one that, like, I could, if Alex and Jason or somebody, like, win HOH, like, I could be the one to talk to them. It's like, I don't want to work with someone who's like that, because that just means I'm in trouble and you're not. Like, that's not a good pitch to your alliance, that you can be the bridge to the other side. If I'm in that alliance, I'm like, well, let me just get rid of you, and then the other side's the other side.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I don't think they know who they're going to go after if they win. And it looks like a lot of people are going to be throwing the HOH to Paul next week on the mega the couples alliance side, or whatever you want to call them. So I do think if Paul gets HOH, he obviously will be gunning for probably one of Cody or Jessica. Yeah. So that is set, but I don't know where these Outsiders stand, especially I don't think Kevin is going. Granted, Kevin just learned that the HOH gets a letter from home, and now he wants HOH or HOV. Sorry.
HOV.
But I don't really see them really gunning for it too hard. If Josh wins, who knows? If Alex or Jason win, I really am not entirely sure where they go with it. So, could be seeing an interesting week next week. John Densford mentions, did we talk about Cody giving info to Matt that he wanted to align with Alex and Jason so they could take out the girls, meaning Jessica and Raven? Yes, he told Matt this, and Matt wasn't really planning on telling anyone, but after what Jessica was doing, he ends up telling Raven, look, Cody told me this, that the reason he's doing this is to take you out because we can't. This is just furthering the divide here. This relationship between Matt and Raven and Elena, and Jessica and Cody. Like, this is just unrepairable at this point. I think that there's no way they're going back to him. If he continues to protect them, they'll take it. But I don't see them. I don't see them going back to Cody and Jessica at this point. Right.
And additionally, yeah, I mean, you know, Elena and Jessica seem to be on, you know, increasingly different pages. And then as a result, I mean, it seems like Elena was having conversations without Jessica lately, where she's, yeah, I mean, she feels that way too. Like, I can't go back with that girl. And it's crazy because those girls seemed very tight. I mean, when the feeds came on, they were clearly on the same page. Like, those girls were close. They were, you know, talking a lot. They were doing their makeup together all the time. So this is a very quick dissolution of things.
Yes, we have another question from Brenda, who says, what would your personal prediction be? Will Kevin stick with Paul? What do you think, Alex?
I mean, I think probably so. They seem to have like a pretty good bond, but I think Kevin is not necessarily gonna, he's gonna do his own thing. Like, if he feels like he wants to do something, he's gonna do it. But I feel like he does want to work with Paul going forward. I just think, you know, the less people that are in the house, I think increasingly the more obvious it becomes that Paul is in good with everybody.
Yeah, you know, it's a hard thing to judge because, again, Kevin is promising Alex that he's going to vote out Christmas. Why would he do that if he plans on sticking with her? But then Paul is the only one who knows about Kevin's $25,000. They have good talks. I don't know why he'd go against Paul. So really, who knows? I'm really not sure. I think he sticks with Paul. Because I think Josh is also like leaning towards sticking with Paul. And I think especially if he knows the votes aren't there, he's definitely going to side with that side. But man, it's I am not solid in that prediction at all. So, all right, we have another one from Kelly. Jessica is going after Elena. Yes, Jessica has mentioned that she wants to put Elena up as a pawn at the very least. She is very upset with Elena. Yeah. This is just this is no good.
That broke down quickly and badly. I mean, it was just like yesterday. And today, I mean, it's just broke down so fast. They were so close before this nominee situation. And then the nominee happened and Jessica wasn't even in on it. But she's stuck with Cody. And that's been enough to create this rift that is really becoming a chasm at this point.
Yes. And Derek also points out Kevin also really wants to work with Jason, I think. So that's another wrench in that plan. You know, he's had talks with Jason, with Alex, with Paul. They're all conflicting. I'm really not sure where he ends up, but, you know, who knows? We also have a question from Jamila, who is in the best position going into next week? I feel like a lot of people are in danger.
Changes on the hour right now.
Yeah. Who still has a shot to win? And then also nobody is going after them. You know, I might say Raven.
The person I would say is the person we haven't named yet in Ramses, but he's got this stupid curse he shouldn't have to have. Otherwise. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And
Raven's looking good though. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing about Ramses also is that like he's an easy person to throw up there. Even if he didn't have this curse,
if he didn't have to throw himself.
I don't think anyone, I really think Josh is pretty much off the radar at this point, but I also see, it's hard to see him in a good position to win. He's also another person where like, if they're in need of a pawn or in need of somebody to just like, everybody can be on board with Josh, then, he could be up on that block. So I really see Raven, nobody's coming after Raven. You know, she has certainly turned her back on Cody and Jessica, but they're not going after her anytime soon. I think Matt will go before Raven does. Everyone loves Raven. I still think she has a good shot to win. So currently I'd say Raven. I think Dominique is also in a decent position.
Yes.
But I think people are more likely to go after Dominique than Raven right now, even though I still think Dominique is obviously a much better player. And I'm very excited to see Dominique's potential because the way she handled Mark was just flawless. People were trying to get Mark to flip like for days. Elena, his own showmance couldn't make it happen. She has one like half hour conversation with him and he's crying to Christmas. It's amazing. I love it. So there's our update for today. We will be back tomorrow morning. I believe I will be with Brent, and we will get to talk about everything that happens on the feeds today. I hope you're enjoying this. I hope you checked out the LFC roundtable last night. I thought that was a very lengthy and in detail discussion, but I think we did a pretty decent job If you want to continue checking these out, we are live. We'll be live at noon tomorrow on the Rob Has a Podcast Facebook page. These will also go into the reality TV Rehapups feed on iTunes and the Big Brother Only feed as well. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Alex is at Alex Kidwell. Alex, do you have something?
I do. I have a little bit of breaking news that I wanted to break on 4th of July at the very tail end as a reward for the people who have stuck with us. Tomorrow night, winner of Big Brother Over the Top, Morgan Willett, will be our guest.
Woo!
Should be fun.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I like leading off with the last person to claim victory in that very house. I think that's a good way to go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So, man, that's awesome. So we're going to have Morgan on tomorrow night. That's going to be very exciting. So make sure you check that out. And thanks so much for checking this out. We will see you next time.